True Story, a documentary video and podcast interview series, almost everything you ever wanted to know about Eastern European documentary film. In-depth interviews, analysis, field reports, live events, and much, much more with your curious and enthusiastic hosts, Ivona Remundová and Nicole Jennifer Edelman. This series is brought to you by the Institute of Documentary Film in Prague and Film New Europe.
К сожалению, есть враги и сейчас, которые не хотят, чтобы наша страна жила в мире, чтобы люди были счастливы, чтобы государство развивалось. Но россияне упорные люди.
What if people from the town of Glory will see your film? Do you think they can understand something more than they understood till now?
They saw the trailer and the reaction was like 50-50 actually. Because some people were, okay, he sells himself to the Westerns. He tells bullshit about us. He shows us aggressive. But some people said, looks like we are sort of a North Korea here.
Good morning, this is Ivona Remundová welcoming you in True Story, a documentary and video podcast brought to you by the Institute of Documentary Film in Prague and Film New Europe. Today, I would like to welcome here our special guest, next talented filmmaker from Eastern Europe, Dmitry Boguliobov, who came to Prague to present his new film, Town of Glory. Hello, Dmitry. Welcome to Prague. The first question is funny. Is Russia part of Europe? Are we all Europeans?
Tricky question. Let's say part of Russia want to be a part of Europe. But part of Russia still want to be like an autonomous identity, like a Russian nation separated from the rest of the world. And that's actually what our authority
tries to raise inside people's minds, inside our society, that we are a separate civilization. And that's how things happen in Russia. Every question like this becomes absolutely contradictive. Part of a society denies, part of the society agrees, and that's always a conflict inside.
Dmitry Boguliobov was born in 1980 in Moscow. After a law degree, he graduated from Gerasimov Institute of Cinematography's Documentary Department in Moscow. Dmitry has directed a list of TV documentaries and received a National Cinema and TV Award for his documentary, Neglected. Together with his wife, the director, Anna Shishova Boguliobova, they made a documentary On the Edge, where Dmitry was a cinematographer as well, and won the St. Anna Prize for Best Cinematography. His film The Wall, tackling the legacy of Joseph Stalin, won the Best World Documentary Film Award at the Jihlava International Documentary Film Festival in 2017. And Town of Glory was awarded the Jury Special Prize at One World Festival in 2020 in Prague. There is one very interesting phenomenon in your movies, and this phenomenon is misinterpretation of a history by authorities and what does it do in society. If I'm going to be concrete, what is the discussion about the Second World War? What does it look like now in Russia?
It looks like the authority tries to erase the bad parts and bring forward the glorious parts. We no longer talk about amounts of victims, about terrible decisions of authorities, of Stalin, of his generals. It is all almost prohibited now. And what is good to talk about, let's say, is like glorious stories about some particular heroes. Maybe some of them could be actually fabricated and never existed.
Film New Europe is one of the top news publications for film professionals around the world, with news about 18 countries delivered to its audience daily. Join the network of Europe's most successful film professionals at www.filmneweurope.com.
let's go to your film, to Town of Glory. Please introduce us shortly. What is it about?
This film is about a small town in the western part of Russia, which during the war, it passed through enormous battle, followed by thousands and thousands deaths of Soviet soldiers, which was made for propagandistic needs. Our film is not a historical film. It is a portrait of this town, and it is a portrait of its inhabitants, of people who live there, who still live inside this war agenda. This film is also about a conflict between the true face of the war and the myth created by authority.
4 долгих года наш народ шел к великой победе.
You have very personal experience with this town, with Town of Glory. You have stayed there with your grandmother, and then you have your house there, so you know many people there. Was this the first motivation for you to start a film around a place you know?
So, yes, I knew this place since my childhood, and there were always stories about the war around, told by elder people. When we actually started to make this film, we were planned to make it more about memories, living memories, told by witnesses of the war, not only veterans, not only about soldiers past, but also about local people survived the Nazi occupation, survived the hunger which came after. When actually we started, we realized that almost all dead people are already gone. And things were changing completely. And what we were able to hear now, what we were talking about, it's propagandistic slogans, not true stories anymore.
For now 20 years, the Institute of Documentary Film has been helping documentary filmmakers and their audiences to discover and uncover a wide range of topics, from important social issues to intimate stories of interesting people. Documentary is no longer perceived as merely descriptions of reality in distant cultures or animal life. Documentary film has become a key catalyst of critical social change, reflecting human challenges and identifying laws or cultural rules that no longer apply while deepening the artistic practice of filmmaking. Did it all start mainly after the conflict with Ukraine? Was that the moment when in Russia these moods started to grow?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It started with the Crimea events, with a new Putin's term, which actually many people in Russia were against his third term. Because actually this topic about the war, about experience of the war, about fear of a new war is still alive inside Russian people, because that was the most terrible experience Russian people ever lived through. And generations of people raised after the war lived with only one slogan: everything but the new war. They could survive everything. No human rights, no freedoms, no social possibilities, but not another war. And that's how this thing actually works. Propaganda just says, without Putin, there will be a new war immediately. Because around our country, near our borders, there are new fascistic NATO, gay people, and so on. And only Putin can protect us against
Let's believe these people for a while. Let's be sensitive to their fears. As Masha, one of the characters of your movie, says, or through Masha, her mother, says, we are surrounded by NATO. What's the solution when the for these people, really, it looks like the West or the surrounding countries are all with the West and they are not friendly? What would you tell them?
Whatever I can tell them, they will be actually deaf because they have another people to listen to, the people who talk to them through television. And I tried many times, but every my argument is completely ruined by quotes from TV propaganda. I just can hear the direct quotes. It's actually very strange and scary thing that they speak to me like exactly the same words they could hear on television.
What if your characters or people from the Town of Glory will see your film? Do you think they can see themselves? They can understand something more than they understood till now? Could it help them?
They will see probably soon. Because they want to, because they saw the trailer in the internet. And the reaction was like 50-50 actually. Because some people were, okay, he sells himself to the Westerns. He tells bullshit about us. He shows us aggressive, stupid bastards. But some people, and probably more young people, said that it looks like we are sort of a North Korea here. So hopefully it will be young people.
What is the position of documentary filmmaker in Russia now? Let's talk still about this movie. Like, was it for you difficult to film on the parades with officials, and so many people had to know that you are filming such a movie?
All those people knew was that I'm making a film about this town, and that's all. I didn't ask like hard questions. Most time I listened, and I filmed what actually happened and what these people are showing to me and to each other. It wasn't actually hard to film technically. Maybe it was hard emotionally. Probably that was the most challenging part of filming.
Actually, I wanted to ask you about this because there is one very, very powerful scene with Masha, one of your main characters. In this scene, she starts to cry because it looks like it's too much for her. Mm-hmm. And usually it's filmmakers who push on continuing. And in this moment, it was opposite. Could you tell us more about, not only about this scene, but about the relationship with Masha and her mother?
It was hard relations because she came to us with a book and start to declare a poem about this particular place we met in. And then we just tried to ask something, anything about herself. At this moment, we realized that nobody never asked her such things until that moment. She was a function.
A tool.
A tool. A nice girl with a uniform, pronouncing pathetic, patriotic speeches, singing patriotic songs, and that's all. That was her function inside this society. And when we tried to ask her, who are you? What do you want? What do you like? She just didn't know what to answer, and she starts to cry. And that was actually for us the most horrible and the most hard moment in our shooting.
Do you think that this film could somehow help her to realize and to see her situation in a mirror?
Like in poster of one of famous movies, I want to believe. There was a moment when we were talking to her during a very long time with no cameras, actually. And we tried to tell her that you don't have to do what that you were told to do. You are what you want to be. These simple things, we tried to tell her. And at some point, her mother told me, stop doing this, because she starts to resist. And yeah, that was a very actually exciting moment. And a bit later, called me and said, we don't want to be filmed anymore. Mm-hmm. And they quitted.
Let's talk a bit about Sergei. How much did you know him before you invited him into the movie?
Mm-hmm. We were introduced to each other by our common friend there. And I didn't know who he is. But when we start to communicate, when we start to film him, it turns out that he, what he's thinking resonates to what I'm feeling. And that's how it started.
He looks like he says kind of an essence of this film at the end of the movie. Is he going to be happy to hear that and to see that in the movie so everybody knows he said mm-hmm. such things?
I hope he will never see this, because we have Russian version of this film without final part of his exaggerated emotional speech. And it's like actually a question of security for him.
So his neighbors or people around him could really be very angry on him?
Not his neighbors, but maybe local authorities or law enforcement. Because it's actually a criminal article in Russia.
You recently showed your film in Prague. What was the reaction of the audience, the Czech audience?
It was very alive, very emotional. People here understand what actually I want to say. It's really cool, because we are in sort of one common information agenda, but on different sides. It's not a gaze from another world. It is in Eastern Europe. And we understand each other on different level. And also interviews with Czech journalists tells me that people are interested in what is actually happening there, and understand more than actually we could imagine.
Do you think that there is a way back, or what could we do to come back to better relationships, to move from, let's say, 20 years ago when Russians were not feared mm-hmm. by the West, etc.?
First of all, it's not listen to propaganda, both sides, because I understand that here you also have lots of it. And believe each other. And I want to say, believe us. We are not all like propaganda zombies. We want to be a part of the world. We don't want to be isolated society, isolated country like North Korea. No. But it's very complicated thing. There are many traumas inside. There are many fears. It is actually our common work to overcome all these circumstances.
Thank you, Dmitry, for this interview. Thank you for making this excellent movie and presenting it in Prague. And to you, viewers, thank you for being us again in True Story. Thank you, and see you next time.